Hey everyone, this is Kevin with My 123 Cents, the podcast, episode 80. It's Memorial Day. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to listen, download, and share this show. The podcast today is an interview with WWE Hall of Famer Cowboy Bob Orton, and he is making an appearance in Southern Illinois, where I live and work, with Stride Pro Wrestling, and it is a show coming up on Saturday night, June the 4th, at the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion. And as I kind of explained to Cowboy Bob during the interview, I do the ring announcing, and this go around, I'm not going to be able to make it because I have another commitment. I am doing a charity, celebrity cook-off for a couple of different groups here in Southern Illinois. So I'm not going to be able to head out there, and that's why I wanted to do the podcast with him ahead of time. Otherwise, I would have done it there on show night. But be sure to stick around and listen. We talk about his time in WWF back in the day. My first live experience with WWF was a match, an evening with Cowboy Bob Orton wrestling Superfly Jimmy Snuka. So we talk a little bit about that. And he also gives a little hint about Randy Orton, his son, of course, and when he may be returning to the ring. So be sure to stick around for the interview. I am recording this a few days out because of the busy holiday weekend. Have to get things turned around, but I'm hoping there are no breaking news stories that I'm missing out on. But if there are, be sure to head over to my123cents.com. That is the blog site. And I've actually have committed to posting a blog, a new post every day. I'm kind of getting recharged in my branding of My 123 Cents. And part of the effort there is going to be to populate my123cents.com. Content is king. That is my new theme. Thanks to some influencers out there, including Gary Vee. I don't want to get too much into those details, but if you are into marketing or branding, or you know, have a product that you want to get out there, I would highly recommend checking out Ask Gary Vee. V-E-E. It's Gary Vaynerchuk, and he is online. He's kind of a guru of sorts, at least to me, and I've really appreciated the input and the advice. Introduced to him by my friend Tom Harness, who is one of my fellow craft beerikins. So check out that project too on YouTube, the Craft Beerikins. And Tom actually is in Southern California right now and has picked up some of the Broken Skull IPA. He's bringing that back for a future episode. So the goal, the ultimate goal, is to get Stone Cold Steve Austin, an interview with him for the Craft Beerikin show over on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So check all that out, as well as My 123 Cents. I don't want to not bring up My 123 Cents. We're, of course, on all those social media platforms. Chad has a post up about the WWE brand extension. Of course, it's been announced that SmackDown will be going live starting July 19th, I believe. It's Tuesday nights now on USA. That's a good thing, I think. And as Chad alludes to in his post, they're doing it right this time in terms of having SmackDown be live, so SmackDown isn't felt like the afterthought show. So be sure to check out his blog. I've got one up. Like I said, I've been posting every day for the last few days. As I record this, though, the one that I just did is about Zack Ryder and why I think he is still relevant and should be a part of the show. And now that this brand extension is happening, hopefully some of the guys that we've seen, you know, in the lower to mid-tier, and even those who haven't been used on TV much and just on the main event program on the network, hopefully some of these guys get a push, get some TV time, get some exposure, and show us once again. Zack Ryder, I think, is an example of one of those guys who showed us what he could do. Not once, not twice, but he is kind of keep coming back for more, so to speak. And hopefully he gets some more opportunities to be a part of this new relaunch, if you will, of the WWE product. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. I'm also excited about this podcast with Cowboy Bob Orton. Again, this is episode 80. Thanks so much for being a part of this. And let me know what you think. You can comment on the Jittery Monkey website. You can also comment on iTunes and rate and review. And if you hate the show, let me know. I want to make this a fun and interactive experience. I'm thinking of ways to interact with Snapchat as well. So if you are a Snapchat user, look me up. I am Huntsperger, just Huntsperger, my last name, on Snapchat. I'm on Ghost Codes as well. You can find me there. I can't even remember the category I put myself in now, I'm over there on Snap Codes as well, or Ghost Codes as well. So, you know, I'm doing this because I love it, and I love the interaction and talking with you guys as wrestling fans. So, again, hit us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/my123cents. The YouTube channel, trying to get that content up and running on a more consistent basis as well. Craft Beerikins, Nerds United, the other podcast here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. So check us all out, share the love, and, you know, let me know what you're doing. If you've got projects that you want promoted, if you're a wrestler and want to get your voice heard, a referee, a ring announcer, whatever you do in the world of professional wrestling, I want to hear from you and share the message and get the word out there. Also, check out my friend Brian Kelly with MissouriWrestlingRevival.com. He does a lot of amazing work over there. If you are an indie wrestling fan, you'll want to definitely see what he's doing as well, again, as Stride Pro Wrestling. Enough for the plugs. Now it's time for the Cowboy.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 123 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! All right, ladies and gentlemen, joining me now on the phone, WWE Hall of Famer Cowboy Bob Orton. He will be appearing at Stride Pro Wrestling Saturday night, June 4th, in Southern Illinois, in Marion at the Mall. And Mr. Orton, this is an honor and a pleasure. I grew up actually in the St. Louis area, and my very first wrestling show was in 1984, and you were wrestling Superfly Jimmy Snuka. It was at the height of the feud between you and him, and Rowdy Roddy Piper wrestled Junkyard Dog that night. It was, as a 12-year-old kid, that was an amazing opportunity for me.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Snook and I always tore the house down. I'm sure you loved it.
I did. I absolutely did. And I'm disappointed because I do the ring announcing for Stride, and I've actually got a charity commitment that I'm doing that night, so I'm not going to be a part of the show coming up in Marion, Illinois. But you are obviously still very active in the ring, so tell me a little bit about your involvement and still wrestling these days.
Well, the promoter of Baird has given me a call, and I hadn't been down to Marion for gosh years. I used to wrestle there for ICW back in the, heck, I don't know, 70s, I guess. And I've not been down there for a while, so it's always nice to get back to where you've been, you know, look around, see how the town's grown and how the people have progressed.
Yeah, you'll definitely note some changes. And you were actually a part of, probably unknowing, or you probably knew about it, but didn't know it was this particular podcast, but you were at the Cape Comic-Con in Cape Girardeau back in April with Terry Funk, and yeah, my friend yeah. Greg recorded that Q&A, and so do you enjoy, I would imagine that it's probably the best of both worlds. You're able to still step in the ring and wrestle, but also participate in some of these autograph signings and events where you're just kind of doing the Q&A as well.
Yeah. I try to get, you know, one a month or something. You know, just keep me in the loop.
And you're still in the St. Louis area, is that right?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about, if you don't mind me asking, you know,
I mentioned, you know, the mid-80s, that's when I started watching wrestling, and my dad and uncles watched it all the time as kids too, and watched, you know, your father, Bob Orton Sr. wrestle, and sure, you know, the likes of Harley Race and Buddy Rogers and, you know, all those greats. Tell me about getting into the world of professional wrestling. Was it something that as a child you knew you wanted to do because dad was doing it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah, that would probably be exactly why. I got to know all those guys when I was a kid, and, you know, really was impressed and, I guess, awed by them. And, yeah, that was what I wanted to do from day one, I guess, you know, as soon as I got around with dad and got to see any other stuff and the people, how they react. And,
now, the chemistry that you had with the late great Rowdy Piper and working as his bodyguard and bringing in the cast, and people probably still 30 plus years later still ask you about the cast, but that was great TV as a kid, you know, being on Saturday Night's Main Event and, you know, just the WrestleMania experience and all that. Did you think back then at that time that you guys were really onto something big, because wrestling was kind of going through that rebirth and really going worldwide?
Well, we knew that it was going to make or break the WWF at that time, and maybe not break them, but real big deal, you know. A lot of pressure on everybody, but when we finished up and the numbers came in, everybody was very, very happy, especially Vince, and that's what really mattered.
I would imagine so. Now, you know, you spent, I think you spent pretty much most of your time, or at least all of your time in WWE from when I remember watching you, as a bad guy.
Well, from about 1982 or 3 on until I retired, I guess it was 87 or 88, I still went overseas, but I didn't do much in the States. So I was there probably 4 or 5 years. But before then, I just did, you know, the territories like everybody else. You know, I was in Georgia probably as long as I was anywhere, in Florida and North Carolina and stuff. And then I spent a year in the AWA with Vern Gagne up there. And then I guess other than that, yeah, with Vince and them, which was the place to be, so...
Now, how did that all go down with you? Because it was like, it was almost as if he was going around and you know, building this ultimate roster of talent from around the country. And you mentioned you had been kind of all over with, was that affiliated with the NWA at the time before you went to sign with Vince?
Well, there and then the AWA, but Vince... he did go after the best, and he got the best. So I think that's why, with his genius, of course, as far as promoting and everything, was what made things go. But when you got the best of the best, it probably makes things a little easier. But yeah, he had the best talent in the country.
I'm sure you get asked this a lot too, but do you have a favorite memory, a favorite moment from that time? I mean, I would imagine that you guys were going 90 to nothing.
Yeah. So many good times. You know, I couldn't even tell you. You know, we just had a really good time on the road. And a lot of guys got along really well, and you'd hang with those guys. And we were gone a lot, but you know, when you got brothers in arms with you, you know, things go a lot smoother and a lot better on the road.
Oh, I bet. And so you were obviously, you know, doing this before the kind of global takeover was happening with Vince, because you were on that first wave of talent coming through. What was the impression of your fellow wrestlers, your brothers in arms, as you called them, when you guys were doing things like MTV and closed circuit television, and there were action figures and breakfast cereal and cartoons? What was the reaction? Because, you know, you guys had already been established in the business by that point.
Yeah, it was, you know, like I said, it was great. Everybody was just, you know, eyes wide open. Good Lord, what are we going to do now? The album, and then, like you said, the cartoon and stuff, and you know, we were just having a great time. It was just, you know, wrestling it because of McMahon's sight and foresight. He could see all this happen. He didn't go nationwide until he's dead. Past. He had promised he's dead, he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did, you know, he went all out, and it worked for him. But, you know, when you're sharp as he is, and at the same time you got the best talent in the world, you know, if it's going to go, it's going to go.
Yeah, it was a perfect storm, and you talk about the best talent, and one of those on the current roster would be your son Randy, who is out with an injury, and I'm not going to ask for any spoilers of when he's coming back. I hope he's recovering well.
Yeah, he's getting ready. He's getting close.
Good. Well, I got to know, you know, when you got into the business, number one, did your father encourage you, or did he not want you to get involved with it? And then the same question for Randy, was there...
He wanted me to be a dentist. And as far as Randy, you know, I think Randy was kind of like, you know, he saw me and I'd take him to the matches and he met the guys when he was a little kid. And I think he was the same way that I was, you know, really. I got taken with the whole thing. And... you become one of the best that there is today. Now, that's for darn sure.
Yeah, I think that's a testament to the bloodline for sure between your father, yourself, and Randy. So, you know, we enjoy watching him and hope that he is back soon, as you've indicated that he will be. As you continue to go out on the road and wrestle, What are those experiences like for you now? Do you stay relatively close to the region? Because I know, you know, Southern Illinois here, Marion, is not terribly far from St. Louis. Do you try to keep things close?
Oh, you know, sometimes I go to the East Coast or the West. You know, it just depends. You know, like I say, maybe once a month I'll get, you know, someone will call me. My wife says I got to learn how to say no. Is when they call, I'll say, sure, I'll be there. And I wonder what the hell I'm doing.
Well, you're getting in the ring.
But I enjoy it.
Yeah, here in Southern Illinois, you're getting in the ring with Big Bull Bronson, I believe, is your tag team partner. You're taking on Dalton Diamond and Cash Borden. What do you know about these guys? Have you worked with Dalton before?
No, I haven't. Borden, you know, neither one of them. I just understand that they think they're the cock of the walk. And, you know, shoot, I'm from Missouri. You got to show me.
That's right. As a fellow St. Louisan, I appreciate that comment for sure. I would love, I know that it's not in the cards, but, you know, I think these boys need a cast upside the head circa 1985 for sure. But hopefully.
Well, being a cast, there might be a big right hand.
Awesome. Well, Mr. Orton, I know you are a busy man, and I appreciate your time, and I wish I could see you when you're down here, but good luck to you, and hopefully the next time you're back through this area, we'll catch up.
Okay, looking forward to hitting Marion.
All right.
I can't wait to get down there again.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more Jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.